Okay, so could you please tell us, why did you choose drama?
I chose drama because I really liked doing it in the English lessons, and I also did drama outside of school, so I kind of knew the kind like that I liked doing it.
Anybody else? Okay, go on.
I didn't do drama outside of school, and I still don't, but it was fun what we did in the lessons, and
Brilliant, thank you. Right, what is it that you like about drama?
I like that it gives you a lot of creativity, like creative freedom. Like, it gives you a bunch of ways to, like, adapt to different stimulus.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a whole section of the course where you make your own thing and you can choose a practitioner, so you choose what kind of style you want it to be, and that gives you quite a lot of freedom within your group, obviously, and the limitations of the drama studio.
Okay, good. Anybody else? Okay, so would you offer any advice for Year 8 pupils currently looking at option choices regarding drama?
Be prepared to do a lot more writing than you think it's going to be, because almost all of the coursework involves writing, and obviously the exams do as well.
I think just be confident in yourself and really put yourself out there instead of just like sitting in the corner. There's a lot of people that do that in my class.
Yeah, I'd say don't let yourself, like, if you're going to take it, don't let yourself be, like, there will be people that are confident and do drama all the time in your lessons, and don't let yourself be overshadowed by the fact that they seem to know what's going on, because they're doing the same course as you and you deserve to, like, be as good as them, and you are, you just need to know it.
Fantastic, thank you. Right, can you describe then what a typical lesson or a series of lessons looks like in drama?
Well, normally we start off with theory work, so we're writing for a bit, like describing some of the practitioners, and then you develop it in your own way. So normally we do a performance based off of that practitioner.
Yeah, I think it really depends what year you're in. So if you're in year 9, you'll be doing more practical, sort of getting to know drama, and then year 10, you'll be doing your coursework, so some of it's writing, but most of it will be practical, and then you're in year 11, it's a lot more theory because you're getting ready for your actual exam.
We have 2 lessons a week, and half of our lessons are theory and half of our lessons are practical.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, are there any non-exam assessed elements to the course?
Yes. So in drama, 60% of your grade is coursework and 40% is the exam that you'll sit at the end of year 11. So your coursework is split up into 3 20% elements. One will be your devised piece, the actual performance that you do, which is that you come up with yourself from a stimulus with a practitioner, which you'll be told all about in the beginning of your term. The second part is your scripted piece, which is where you will choose a script. You'll choose 2 scenes from any script you want, as long as it's appropriate. And you will then perform that to an examiner that will come to school and watch you perform it. And then there is your portfolio for your devised piece, which you'll write in lessons, and it's about between 600 and 900 words, and you'll write that, and it'll be why you chose to do this in your devised piece and how you're doing this and things like that. And then your exam will be live theatre, so it's 1 hour and 45 minutes. 45 minutes is live theatre, so it's a 15-mark question, any piece of live theatre you've ever seen, as long as you remember it well. And it will be something like, analyse the use of set and props in 2 key scenes or 2 characters, and it can be a list of things which you will learn about. And then the hour of the exam is, it'll be in the spectacles, I think, for you guys. And it'll be just analysing characters in an extract from the script, which you will get in the exam, you'll get a script. And yeah, analysing the costume and set and things. And yeah, that's the exam.
Brilliant, thank you very much. I think you've actually covered question six there as well in terms of what form do the qualifications take. Does anybody want to add anything to that? Okay. Right, is there anything else you'd like to say regarding studying drama?
Make sure you like fully know, like for the live theatre, like evaluation, make sure you know the piece that you're working on, like off by heart.
Also, I think this was said before, but make sure you're confident. Don't sort of just be there. Make sure you put yourself out there. And
Once you hit year 10, almost everything you're doing is going towards your grade. So if you're not confident by the beginning of year 10, it can affect your grade. So.
Okay. Right, thank you. Is there anything that surprised you about drama?
I was surprised about the fact that during your GCSE, I think was the coursework based, you can design like an outfit, I think, or design costume design.
Set and costume design if you don't want to act as well.
Mm-hmm. If you're not as confident with acting, you can go into the design.
That's really helpful. Really, really helpful. Right, thank you very much, guys.